Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. It's Beat Cleveland week. Lions did the job. Tigers have that task on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday if necessary. All will be day games. You can listen to every single one of them right here on the ticket. Not feeling the same way about the Tigers that I felt last year. Mm-hmm. We can mix them in the mix as well here, John.
Well, yeah, I mean, going into the playoffs last year, they were on an unbelievable high and a great run. Momentum was clearly different. This year, there is no momentum. But they're in the postseason. They're 0-0, and Skubal's on the mound.
We know Skubal for Tuesday.
Yep.
They have not announced their number two starter for Wednesday.
Who do you want Wednesday?
Mize. He's been steadier than Flaherty. He's pitched better against Cleveland. I'm certainly not banking on six innings from either of these guys, but I will go with Mize. Less swing and miss, but less volatility. And just hang in to fight.
A better odds of getting to the fifth inning, and then you empty the bullpen.
Casey Mize against Cleveland this year, a 2.08 ERA in three starts, 17 innings. Jack Flaherty comparison in three starts against Cleveland, a 3.94 ERA, nearly twice as high, and 0-3 in those three starts. I'd go Casey Mize.
Yeah, I probably would as well. I probably would have said that even last week when we were discussing, are they going to get to the postseason? If they do, who's number two? It's probably, and I mean, tell me if you like this scenario. It depends after, four innings, five innings, when they pull Casey Mize, what the score of the game is.
Right.
If they are up by a run or if it's even, do you go Mize Melton to give
sure.
you two, maybe three good innings?
Yeah, and again, some of this is are we up 1-0 in the series?
Right, yeah. But yeah. I mean, I'm going with the assumption.
Yeah, with Skubal on the mound, you better win, although it hasn't gone that well.
It hasn't been that way,
lately.
No. Yeah.
How about Mize in the month of September? Here are his earned runs allowed per start. 1-2-3-3-2. No big blowups. Again, he's not pitching into the seventh very often. He did against Boston, but he's going to give you a chance. So I would go Mize. I know Flaherty, I suppose, is the higher ceiling, but what I don't want to do is look up and a four spots on the board before I caught my breath. So that's the decision AJ is going to have to make.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of like what this postseason looks like, John, I don't think anybody's inspired. It's a really poor finish. Scott Harris had a quote about why this team can go on a run and why the Tigers can win in the playoffs. His quote was, history. There are countless examples of teams that didn't play their best baseball ending the regular season, got a fresh start, lined up their pitching, and got hot. We're going to do everything we can to be one of those groups. Our question to Tiger fans, are you back on board? Are you buying that philosophy?
Well, there's a lot of hope in there. Because of the way that they finished. Now they are 0-0. They got Skubal on the mound. So you're feeling good about game one. But what have we learned about this team? Even if Scooble puts together 100 good pitches and has you in a great spot, he could come out at 0-0.
Yeah.
And so then are you looking at it going, well, we're going to need one more inning out of you. Well, maybe we need 115 pitches today.
It's the playoffs. Don't hold anything back.
Yeah. But it's a matter, can the bats get going early and give you a little bit of a lead? Can they be aggressive without going outside the strike zone?
Because that's the issue. Some of these ugly strikeout totals the last couple weeks. Look, Scott Harris can make the point, and I hope he's right, that teams get hot and weird stuff happens in the playoffs. But when he says, I'm going to cite history, I would also like to cite history. Nobody has ever been this cold going into the playoffs in Major League Baseball history. Mm-hmm. And Bob Nightingale had the stats. 7-17 in the month of September. It's the worst record of any team in the final month of the season since the World Series started in 1903. So no one is coming from a colder position in the history of baseball than the Detroit Tigers. I'm not buying what he's selling. I'll root like hell for him on Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday if necessary. And I hope that they do find some sort of magic again, but I hope's not a strategy, and I'm certainly not hopeful.
Well, no, hope is never going to be a strategy, but we got to sit there and these are the cards that Scott Harris has put in our hand.
That he dealt, yes.
Yeah. And so, like I said, you've got to have, there was a point in this season where we looked and said they can manufacture wins. Postseason's a completely different animal, but they also have the benefit of the experience of last year, going to Houston, playing against Cleveland. Now, that Cleveland, they didn't win a five-game series, but they know what it feels like to play postseason games in Cleveland. Now, that experience is somewhat negated because who else knows what postseason baseball is like?
Cleveland, who beat Detroit in a series a year ago and has beaten Detroit
repeatedly,
like a drum, in the month of September. And you're right, really beyond that. Like, it's been a few years they've had Detroit's number. So, John, you've heard the saying in football and sports in general, you are what your record says you are, mm-hmm. right?
They're a playoff team.
They're the worst playoff team.
Okay, but they're a playoff team.
Right, so the worst playoff team is also a true statement. And I don't think the worst playoff team is going to go on a run.
It doesn't feel that way.
Right.
But they can.
They did last year.
They're playing a lot better.
Were they the worst playoff team last year?
They were record-wise in AL. It's the same thing all over again. They're the 6 seed playing the 3 seed. Mm-hmm. Is this a good team or is it a mediocre team?
Somewhere in the middle.
Oh, okay, Stoney. Jeez.
Well, if you say they're somewhere in the middle, then they're a mediocre team.
I mean, record-wise, what's the equivalent in the NFL? 9-8 or 10-7?
Yeah. So I guess it'd be mediocre.
They were better against Houston when it mattered.
That's why they're head-to-head. Yeah.
That's why they're in.
But they were not better than Cleveland when it mattered, and that's why they're on the road on Tuesday.
Right. That's why they didn't win the division.
And for people who don't know,
that's part of why they didn't win the division. There's more to it than that.
They will not get a home game in the first round. For people who, look, I know the format's changed. Last year was maybe a refresher for people. The first round is all on the site of the division winners.
Tiger fans are a very perceptive, smart fan base. I don't know that there is anyone. There are a lot of people that are going to say the same thing. Hey, when you get into the postseason, let's see what happens. I don't know that there's a whole lot of Tiger fans, if any, that are going into it going, yeah, we've got a run in us.
Right.
It's all with a measure of, we know what happened over the last, really 2 months, but highlighted by the last 3 weeks.
Yeah. Tuesday, 1:00, Tarik Skubal on the mound. Cleveland, part 3.
Showdown.
Third time in September,
but second time back-to-back seasons in the postseason.
I know.
So what do you guys think about the start time? 1:08, first pitch, all three games. Last year, they were like 2:40-ish. I think 2:37 is what they were. Now they're in Houston, and that's the central time zone. But you could have started at noon, 12:08 in Houston. So they've spread this out a little bit more. But, you know, we got to complain on text that why are they putting them in the afternoon, and I can't watch them. Kids are at school. Versus last year's start time, a little bit later, you could check out of work maybe early. Kids were home by the third inning.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, okay, your phone, your screen, your earbuds can all be tuned into the Tigers.
Yes, well, but it's not the same as sitting on your couch and watching the game and we have a nice week of weather. You got the TV garage, you know, in the garage or on your deck.
You're asking the wrong people, though. It's not going to impact us. We'll be off the air and can watch the game during the afternoon.
It's not about you guys.
I know. Well, you asked us. but if we're going to talk to our listeners, I want them to understand the decision isn't about our favorite team being the Detroit Tigers. The other matchups are more appealing from a network standpoint. Yankees-Red Sox are going to be at 6 o'clock. We're just not winning that debate over what to air in primetime.
Right.
And do the Tigers really generate a lot of buzz right now outside of the city of Detroit? Hell, even in the city of Detroit. So, of course, nationally, they're going to go, yeah, dude, stick them in the worst time slot.
Well,
they're going to play a 2-1 ball game. Neither of these teams can hit. Throw them at 1 o'clock.
It is Scooble. People like to watch him. The ratings were up on ESPN when, you know,
Sunday night baseball games.
All are on ESPN, by the way. But I said to Greg this morning, I said the biggest given coming out is that if the Tigers were playing the Guardians, that it was going to be the first game of the day.
Oh, no doubt.
It's like the Houston Texans are always the first wild card game.
Get it out of the way.
Yeah, but I mean, Jim makes the point. If you're looking at the other matchup,
Boston,
New York.
That.
I mean, yeah, I don't.
Well, and even
so, are you saying why are they playing at one versus two?
Well, it's an hour and a half of time, so the kids, especially coming home from school, they're only missing maybe only two innings. You know, it's a lot easier to cut out of work, you know, 2:30 than it is maybe noon.
So if you don't want to miss anything, you're taking a half day anyway.
Yeah, look, Padres Cubs at 3 o'clock, Red Sox Yankees at 6 o'clock, the Dodgers at 9 o'clock. They're going to get the late game.
Yeah.
This was the spot for Detroit. And you're going to have to stream the game on your phone or whatever you got to do. Use the Odyssey app.
Imagine if the Reds could pull off that upset against the Dodgers. That'd be crazy.
Did I see Kershaw's not on their playoff roster?
Yes, he's not.
That's too bad. I understand it.
Yeah, but
it's too
bad. Hope Stafford's okay.
It's 97-1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.